breaking the bank spell. The illusion of wealth. Ethan Caldwell had spent 15 years as a financial advisor, helping clients invest in stocks, manage their retirement plans, and maximize their credit. He had a degree in finance, certifications in wealth management, and a deep belief in the banking system, until the day he realized everything he had been taught was a lie. It started when he was reviewing a client's mortgage loan. As he read the fine print, something struck him. The bank wasn't actually lending any money. Instead, the client was creating the money by signing the loan agreement. Confused, Ethan did something he had never done before. He dug into the mechanics of how money was created. What he found shattered his entire belief system. Ethan had always assumed banks loaned out deposits, that when someone borrowed money, it came from the bank's existing reserves. That was completely false. He discovered the fractional reserve banking system, which allowed banks to create money out of thin air whenever someone took out a loan. Banks don't lend deposits. They use a borrower's signature to create new money from nothing. A bank is legally allowed to loan out 10 times more money than it actually has in reserves. When a borrower repays the loan with interest, the bank keeps real money while the borrower repays a fictional debt. The hidden theft. If all debts were paid off, there would be no money left in the system, because all money is created through loans. The Federal Reserve prints money based on government debt, which means taxpayers are enslaved to pay off money that never actually existed. Banks get free money, while working people must trade their time and labor to repay debt that was never real. Ethan felt sick. For 15 years, he had unknowingly participated in a massive financial scam. He had told clients to take out mortgages, business loans, and credit lines, believing it was the best way to build wealth. But now he saw the truth. The banking system was a trap, and he needed to get out. Ethan's first move was simple: get rid of his debt. But paying it off conventionally wasn't enough. He needed to legally separate himself from the banking system. Step 1. Redeeming lawful money under 12 U.S.C. Title 411. Anyone can demand that their money be redeemed as lawful money instead of Federal Reserve notes. By adding redeemed in lawful money 12 U.S.C. Title 411 to every deposit slip, Ethan ensured his income was no longer classified as debt-based currency. Why it mattered: Federal Reserve notes are taxable public funds, while lawful money is outside of IRS jurisdiction. Step 2. Closing traditional bank accounts, Ethan withdrew all his savings and closed every major bank account he had. He moved his money into a trust-owned private depository where it was legally outside of government control. He opened a gold and silver-backed account where his wealth was stored in real assets instead of digital numbers controlled by banks. Step 3. Moving into private banking. Instead of using credit cards, he started using gold-backed debit cards that weren't tied to commercial banks. He set up a private financial trust which acted as his own banking institution outside of Federal Reserve regulations. He stopped conducting business in U.S. dollars, shifting to gold, silver, and private trade agreements. Within 6 months, he was no longer dependent on the banking system. Ethan now understood: gold and silver have always been real money. The U.S. dollar lost 98% of its value since the Federal Reserve was created. Every financial crisis was orchestrated to transfer wealth from the public to banks, so he began building his wealth in real assets. How he rebuilt his wealth: converted his savings into gold and silver, bought real estate with trust-owned funds instead of bank loans, invested in private business ventures that operated outside the banking system, created private contracts that allowed transactions without taxable income. He realized that as long as he used fiat currency, he was trapped. By switching to real money and private trusts, he became financially untouchable. Ethan's transformation was complete. He had removed his wealth from the banking system, stopped using Federal Reserve notes, created a private trust banking system for himself, stored his assets in gold, silver, and real estate, making him immune to inflation. The bank tried to stop him. When he closed his last account, the bank manager tried to persuade him to stay. "Mr. Caldwell, you can't just leave the banking system. Where will you put your money?" Ethan smiled. "In something real." They froze his account for 72 hours. They claimed it was for security reasons. But Ethan knew what was happening. They don't want people leaving. Eventually, they had no choice but to release his funds. He walked out of the bank for the last time, holding his withdrawal slip. He was finally free. Most people spend their entire lives working for money that isn't real. They take out mortgages, pay credit card interest, and invest in a stock market manipulated by the same banks that create money out of thin air. But Ethan had broken the spell. He was his own banker now. He controlled real money, real assets, and real wealth. The system only worked if people stayed blind to how it operated. Now that he knew the truth, he would never go back. Are you ready to break the bank's spell? Stop using Federal Reserve notes. Withdraw from the debt-based banking system. Move your assets into private trusts, gold, and real money. Build your own banking system, outside of government control. Access Trust Entity's complete Lawful Money Redemption Guide, Private Banking Strategy, and Asset Protection Blueprint.